אומרים ברכות, דף י"ג עמוד ב'. אמר רבי לברי דרב שמואל בר מרתא, משמי דרב, אמר שמע ישראל שם קודם השם אחד ונאנס בשינה, יצא. If a person was lying in bed, he said, שמע ישראל שם קודם השם אחד. And then he was overtaken with sleep, it was יוצא. אמר לרב נחמן לדרו עבדי, רב נחמן said to his servant, דרו, בפסוקה כמה צרן פלא תצרן. If you see me dozing, so when I'm about to say the first pasuk, then don't let me get away with it. And after that, don't bug me. Okay, so here there's a big discussion. Halachically, what are we talking about? Was he yotze already Kriya Shema? Is this about Kriya Shema on the bed? What are we talking about here? What Kriya Shema are you yotze with one pasuk? Are we talking about that he didn't say it, or that he didn't say it with kavana? Okay, so there's a big discussion in halacha. Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef b'rei de Rabba. Rav Yosef said to Rabba's son Rav Yosef. Remember, Rabba was a Rosh Yeshiva before Rav Yosef. When the Rosh Yeshiva died, they asked who should be Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Yosef or Rabba. So they sent the letter to Israel, and they asked Sinai ve'Oker Harim, who comes first? Rav Yosef was blind, and he knew all of Shas and Brises. He was Sinai. You know the story?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. So Rabba passed away, and Rav Yosef was Rosh Yeshiva for a few years. And then he asked Rabba's son, Rav Yosef, the son of Rabba, he asked him, Avu Chechei Ve'Avid, had your father used to do it? Amale said it like this, B'psuke Kama Avikam Tzah Nafshei, for the first pasuk, he'd kill himself, even though it was difficult. Tfein Avim Tzah Nafshei, but beyond that, he didn't work so hard. If he fell asleep, he fell asleep. Amar Rav Yosef, now Rav Yosef gives us an interesting psak. Prakdan, a person who lies on his back, lo yikra kriyat shema, don't read shema that way. Says the Gemara, mikod lolika migna shapil dami, he just shouldn't read shema that way, but it's okay to sleep that way. Vehar Rav Yishov and Levi light the mandigani apakid, but Rav Yishov and Levi cursed anyone who sleeps that way. Why does he curse him? Because the nature of a person, when he sleep, he might get hard, and then other people are going to see it, and that's not so respectful. It's not nice. It's not his fault that it happens. It's his fault that he lies in a way that's visible to others. That's not right. So that's why he'd curse anyone who does it. That's Rashi's understanding. Others say no, that there's a greater tendency that a person will become hard when he's lying on his back. His back, his stomach. According to Rashi, lying on the stomach would be okay, because that's not visible to anyone. According to the other understanding, then lying on the stomach wouldn't be good either. So we say either way is not right. A person should lie on his side, should get used to sleeping on his side, if he could. Again, this is just so according to Rashi, the whole point is that others don't see it. Well, then if he's covered with a cover, that would also be okay. According to Tosus, according to the other understanding, then that wouldn't work, because the idea is that he shouldn't emit anything at night. And then the stomach is at least as bad as the back, if not worse. So that's why we say a person should get used to sleeping on his side.
All these halachot only apply to men?
Yes. Now, with regarding Kriya Shema, it's a different story, but regarding sleeping, yeah. Amrei, so the yeshiva students answered, Migna ki matzli shapil dami. If you're sleeping and you're tilted a little bit to your side, that's enough. Because that's not called lying on his back. It's enough that he's tilted a little bit. But mikra, but reading Shema, that's even if you're tilted a little bit to the side, that's not good enough. Even if he's tilted a little bit, that's also forbidden, because it's still not a respectful way to accept the yoke of heaven upon yourself. That's what Rav Yosef said. Prakton shouldn't read Shema. And it comes to include even a guy who's on his side in a way that he would be allowed to sleep, that would be okay. But he still shouldn't read Shema that way, because that's not respectful. So the Gemara says, wait a second, Rav Yochanan matzli v'kari, but Rav Yochanan did turn to his side and read Shema. Answers the Gemara, Shana Rav Yochanan debal basar hava. Rav Yochanan was very corpulent. For him to sit up was very, very difficult. So that's why he allowed himself to tilt to his side. If it's very difficult for a person to sit up, so then okay, he could get away with reading Shema on his side. But the average person who doesn't have it so hard to get up, so then the respectful way to reach Shema is sitting up. And there's a machlokas rishonim here, which is machlokas mechaber ramo. What does the word matzli mean? We explained it like Rashi, that matzli means tilted a little bit to the side. Meaning, if you tilt completely on your side, then that's okay for reading Shema, according to Rashi's understanding. Other Rishonim, and then Rav Yochanan couldn't even tilt completely on his side. He was so corpulent. Other Rishonim say, no, Matzli is tilting on your side, and tilting on your side is not respectful. The idea was you have to sit up for reading Shema. Rav Yochanan, while sitting up, was hard for him, so he could tilt on his side. Anyone else should sit up. Could you tilt completely on your side and read Shema? According to the first pshat, according to Rashi, yes. According to the second pshat, no. And that's Machlokas Mechaber Ramot too. Which way we go with which Rishonim. We said in the Mishnah, Uvaprakim Shoel, in the prakim, in the joints, so he could greet, someone, Machlokas, whether out of fear, and then he responds out of fear, or he can even respond out of honor. So the first opinion the Mishnah said, in the joints, he could greet someone out of fear and respond. It doesn't say respond out of what. So the Gemara asks, Meshiv mechamat mai, respond because of what? Ilei mamit b'nei kavod. If it means that you can respond out of honor, hashtamisha sheila adoi mebaya, if you could greet, obviously you could respond. Because that's more disrespectful if someone greeted you and you didn't respond. Ela shoel mipnei kavod u'mashiv shalom lechol adam. But rather, the idea here is you ask out of honor and you reply to anyone. I'm sorry, this is the joints. I confused it. In the joints, in the joints between the chapters, so there you could ask out of honor and reply. It doesn't say, it says and replies. The idea is reply to anyone. So the Gemara says that can't be. But in the, what do we say later on? It says in the middle of a chapter, you ask out of fear and reply. Same question. Why do you reply? If you tell me out of fear, if you could greet someone, obviously you could reply to someone who greeted you. But what must you say? That's out of honor. Well, you know what? That's the other opinion in the Mishnah. The second opinion in the Mishnah says, when you're in the middle, you greet out of fear and reply out of honor. And between chapters, you greet out of honor and reply to anyone. So if that's what you're saying, the first opinion said in the Mishnah, that's Rav Yehuda's opinion later on in the Mishnah. So when the beginning of the Mishnah said, in between chapters, you can greet out of honor and reply, it can't mean you could reply to any man, because that's Rav Yehuda's opinion. When it said in the middle, you could greet out of fear and reply, it can't mean and reply out of honor, because that's Rav Yehuda's opinion. So what does it mean? Ditnan, because you see, this is what Rabbi Yehuda said. Rabbi Yehuda omer b'emtzo shim nakavod, v'apkim shim nakavod mishim shalom l'chol adam. Answers the Gemara, chesur mechse v'achiktani. You're right, you have to add a word to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, shoel mipnei kavod, that in between chapters you ask out of honor, and then just add the words, ve'en tzich lomar, and it's superfluous to say, shu meshiv, that you reply, out of honor. You're right, it is superfluous to say. And in the middle of a chapter, you could greet someone who you fear, and it's superfluous to say that you reply. This is Rabbi Meir's opinion. And then Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda omer, and then we're going to bring a braisa that says the same thing. We'll see that in Mitzvah tomorrow.